Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Friday, April 26th, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, our weather today, 85% chance of rain, cloudy skies all day. In fact, pretty much all weekend. Our high today is 63. We've got a 60% chance of more rain tomorrow. The high of 54 as the temps drop by Sunday. 50-50 shot of more rain. High of 52. Not happy with the temps, but we obviously need some moisture. Man fired a rifle as Grand Forks County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a suicidal male on a farmstead southwest of Thompson. They called for backup from regional SWAT team, regional UAS, and negotiations teams, and Grand Forks police around 7:30 yesterday morning. SWAT members ordered the people inside the home to come out, and a woman did, followed by the suspect, 35-year-old Kyle Spicer. He was taken into custody without incident on a number of charges, including terrorizing, felonious restraint, interference with a 911 call, simple assault, and felon in possession of a firearm. Well, the FAA announced yesterday that they're awarding almost $3 million to the Grand Forks Regional Airport Authority. Money will be used for the reconstruction of over 4,000 feet of runway to maintain structural integrity of the pavement and minimize foreign object debris. Earlier this month, city leaders in Grand Forks continued talks to upgrade much more of Grand Forks Airport. The committee is citing several concerns, including service levels. Well, two people facing drug-related charges after employees at the Grand Forks County Correctional Center found drugs inside a greeting card addressed to an inmate. Charges filed against Andrew Harlan Steenerson on April 23rd, following an investigation that started on April 12th. According to court records, a small tear was discovered on an envelope during the mail inspections. Officers found small orange tab-like stickers, each with A8 printed on them, which they say is commonly associated with suboxone. Court documents say phone records show communications between Steenerson and Elaine Alexis Longteen about her sending suboxone to the jail. Investigators said they discovered Longteen had a prescription for suboxone. Andrew Steenerson is charged with conspiracy to deliver or possess with intent to deliver a controlled substance in a correctional facility. Elaine Longteen has two open felony cases related to possession of drugs and drug paraphernalia from January of 2024 and August of 2022, but court records don't show that she's been charged yet in this case. Grand Forks man facing charges after an alleged assault, Robert John DeChamp, 46, charged with two felonies, felonious restraint, child victim, and aggravated assault, adult victim. Court documents say police responded to a domestic incident. February 21st, woman says DeChamp accused her daughter of stealing his sex toys and placed the woman in a chokehold. The woman reportedly told DeChamp she couldn't breathe and got tunnel vision. In the court documents, the victim states she was able to reach a bowl laying on the floor and flung it against a window, breaking the window in order to get DeChamp to let her go. Champ reportedly admitted to arguing with the victim over his missing sex toys. According to the court documents, she also showed officers a text from DeChamp reading, "I was holding you there because you always leave me." DeChamp's preliminary hearing has been scheduled for June 3rd, and we've got more news coming up for you right after this. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience, construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info@eyesightdrones.com. What can Eyesight Drone Services do for you? Well, wild horses will stay in North Dakota's Theodore Roosevelt National Park amid fears from advocates that park officials would remove the beloved animals from the rugged Badlands landscape. Republican U.S. Senator John Holvin says he secured a commitment from the National Park Service to maintain the park's roughly 200 horses. His office said the Park Service will abandon its proposed removal of the horses under an environmental review process that begun back in 2022. Finally, in sports, Edward Julian homered twice as Minnesota belted five home runs, completed a four-game series sweep of Chicago with a victory in Minneapolis. It was his second multi-homer game of the season for Julian. Ryan Jeffers, Carlos Santana, and Jose Miranda also homered for, and Trevor Larnach went 2-for-4 with a run scored for Minnesota, which won for the fifth time in its last six games. Twins, by the way, out in California. They play the Angels tonight at 8:30. Girls, let's see, high school baseball yesterday, West Fargo. Man, they crushed Central 17-0 in four innings. Grand Forks Red River beat Valley City 7-4. Sacred Heart over Northern Freeze 10-0. Sacred Heart will host Manoman Wabat at 4:30 today. Girls softball yesterday, Red River over West Fargo 4-1. And NBA Game 3 of the NBA playoffs tonight between Minnesota and Phoenix. Minnesota leads 2-0. Game time is 9:30. And finally, the NFL draft started yesterday. Minnesota Vikings used their first two first-round picks on Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy in the 10th pick. And there was one other first-round pick that was edge rusher Dallas Turner, who comes from Alabama. And that is your morning update brought to you this morning by Rumors Sports Bar Casino right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Don't forget their big annual tradition, Kentucky Derby Party. Week from tomorrow, that's next Saturday, May 4th at Rumors. Doors will be opening early. Of course, ladies, there's all kinds of specials for you and everybody when it comes to the Kentucky Derby. Head on over there tonight. Watch the playoffs. You can see the Timberwolves tonight. Order yourself any pizza for just $9. Rumors Sports Bar Casino in the Grand Cities Mall. Open every day from 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Well, make sure you catch Icky Ichabod's Weird Cinema tonight at 9. Have yourself a great weekend, everybody. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You never miss a show that way. We know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.